Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Listening to the best of the Eagles.
And the Eagles win! The Eagles win!
A weekly mix of Sports Radio 94 WIP's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Sirianni postgame kept it simple, real simple. Kind of boring, but I don't mean that in a bad way. He just kept his messages very simple. Here's one of the things he said postgame.
We're just trying to play our best game next. We're trying to play a good game next game. I know that's boring, guys, but I'm not really thinking too much like where it's going to go. We're just looking to build upon and stack days upon each other, stack games upon each other, and we'll look to repeat our success that we had today next week.
I would have paid him $100 if you said we're looking to repeat as champions. But now just trying to repeat next week.
He wouldn't even say that if they were in the Super Bowl going into the Super Bowl. And we're looking at, he wouldn't even say
yes,
that.
He wouldn't even say it if I said I'll pay you $100 million.
It's he just, wouldn't even say it when if they did repeat, being like, wow, we won two. He would just talk about the one they won.
Yeah, he keeps it real vanilla. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. Same question as we had last week. We'll see how different the results are after this tremendous victory. Well, I mean, I say tremendous. After this impressive victory, let's call it. But, again, the Raiders stink.
Yeah, if the Eagles convincing won by, like,
victory,
2 points.
What's the right word? Convincing victory?
Dominating.
Yeah,
Least yards they've given up in a game since 1955. Like, yeah. I think the Raiders are the worst team in football.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
And, I agree.
And how about just first shutout since 2018? Like, yeah. It's hard to do that against any NFL team.
I'm with that. All of that. All right, Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red tag bonus cash. It's back at Armin Chevrolet. In stock now, the three-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, are the Eagles, after seeing them play that way and what they've done now through 3.5 months, do you consider the Eagles a Super Bowl contender? A, yes, B, no. We ask, I think they are. We ask in part because last week 63% of people said no, they are not, when we did this question last week. So let's see where people are today. Are they a Super Bowl contender? I believe they are. 215-592-9494. Your takeaways from the game, the season to this point, and obviously looking forward. Dennis in Springfield. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, gang. Before I get to my main point, you rattled off a bunch of teams that the Eagles could play in the first round. One of those teams, Seattle. Pretty impressed with their win yesterday, playing 44-year-old Phillip Rivers.
No, 16, I don't think you can
not,
be.
Not
they
overly,
won on
no.
a field goal 15, at the end.
Not overly, no.
Yeah, 16-15, 18-16. Yeah, that Sam Darnold coming in here in January. Ooh, that's scary. I don't want to mess around with that. Green Bay, how many times in a row have we beat them?
Three or four, at least.
Yeah,
that's kind of scary. Going to the Rams is the only thing that scares me. That's all. And even that with a little trepidation, because I think we've beaten them 4 out of 5, 5 out of 6. Sirianni pretty much owns McVay. So I'm supremely confident.
Well, I think you're overconfident, but listen, I'm good for you. I mean, good for you to feel that way. I'll tell you this, Dennis. I don't fear those other teams, but I also recognize the Eagles could lose to them. I think if go ahead.
No, but and so do I, Joe. Okay. And if I want to hear that crap, All I got to do is put on ESPN. Because that's what my main reason for calling is. Thank you, Minnesota Vikings, for putting an end to our long national nightmare and the giddiness and the joy and the glee that the Dallas Cowboys could somehow make the playoffs. Because if you're predicting the Cowboys to sneak in and to get in, that means you're predicting the Eagles to lose out. Total lack of respect. Not one time in the last 2 weeks did I hear Eagles aren't going to lose out, Dallas isn't getting in. They never said it once. Yet, up until about 30 seconds left in that Chiefs game yesterday, every analyst said, as long as the Chiefs got a chance, you got to be afraid of them. You don't want to get them in the playoffs. You're going to be afraid of them. I didn't hear that once about the Eagles, and it's a friggin' joke, and now they got Dallas on Christmas. They got Dallas as the game of the week next week at 1 o'clock with the Chargers. That team's all the gnashing of teeth and crying you heard last night around 11 o'clock, that was coming from NFL headquarters because now they don't know what to do. The Eagles are going to be back in, and if there's one team in the NFC that nobody wants to play, it's the Eagles.
All right, Dennis, listen, it's a strong case.
Real quick on the Eagles-Rams things, I looked it up, just wondering. Mm-hmm. Sirianni's 4-0 against the Rams, and the Eagles, and I know this doesn't apply, like it's a new season, the Eagles have won 10 of the last 11 games they played against the Rams. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, that's a strange, because the Rams have generally been pretty good.
That's the point. Like, that's like a... I was shocked it was that many, isn't it?
Yeah, because the Rams were good in the Doug years. I mean, Rams have been good for pretty much a decade. 215-592. You know, I saw something the other day I couldn't believe. I mean, I sort of can, but Gurley is still
good as long as Les Snead has been there.
Yeah, no, he's been a great GM. Gurley is still third in rushing touchdowns over the last, like, 8 or 9 years.
Wow, really?
Even though he hasn't played in like 4 or 5.
That's wild.
Because he had so many touchdowns from like 16 through 19 or 20 or whatever the heck it was.
Good. I thought he was going to break all the records.
He was really... And it all changed in that random Eagles game when they were like... The Rams were like a 13-point favorite and Foles went in there and beat them. And Gurley got injured and then like that was it. It's really a shame when you see a player's career derailed like that with injury. He was really something. Let's get to... But I will say this on the last caller's point. Points. There was a lot of good points in there, but two things. One, like, let's not act like the Eagles had been playing well. I mean, there was reason for concerns.
Against
for
good
concerns.
Teams, they didn't play well.
They didn't.
Many times.
Many times. And two, I get his point about Dallas and KC, but just to be fair, and I thought KC, going back to last Super Bowl, looked like they weren't the same team, and clearly they weren't anymore.
The Eagles ended the dynasty.
Yeah, they did.
Well, they did. Well,
they
can win next year. Yeah,
they got to regroup. But my point is, I never viewed KC and Dallas quite in the same light.
I didn't either. What I did enjoy, though, was thinking about that audio we played last week of how happy Jerry Jones was that the Eagles lost. Yeah. I was thinking about that. That was good.
They have a 1% chance.
Yeah, they lost to the Vikings now. They're done. Let's go to Coach Harris. Harris, good morning, pal.
Good morning, Hammer. How's everybody doing?
I mean, always better when we talk to you, Coach Harris. You know, I was thinking about it. After I beat Fritz in hoops and win this thing.
Oh, here it is.
Then someone asked me over the weekend if we're going to do it again. I'm like, do it again. We still got to finish the first one. But I thought how fascinating it would be because I'd be very willing to lend you to him because he needs the help more than I do.
Oh, it's like a social experiment here. See if you could, what would happen if Coach Harris coached Jack.
In
and
tennis.
You just, I'd be interested.
Instead of beating him 6-1, I'd probably beat him 6-2. You know, that kind of thing. So yeah.
You probably wouldn't let me on the show anymore.
I'd let you on the show because I'd gloat after I beat him a second time.
No, because I don't know if he'd win.
Oh, look at that. All right, what do you got, buddy?
I believe the secondary is not being talked enough. Adoree Jackson is decent, and I think there's something to be said for that. I mean, he was all over the ball yesterday. He looked a lot better last week, a lot better the week before. I really think that that's a major reason why the pass rush is working. I'm very encouraged by that. And I think that Quinyon Mitchell is this year, I'm just going to say this year, the best Eagle on the team.
Well, it's funny you say that because I was thinking last week, it's very funny you say that. Last week I was thinking that I think Quinyon and Cooper DeJean have been the two best Eagles.
I agree with
that. Now, N'Kobe gets into the conversation, but he's only played about 2/3 of the year. But I think the two best Eagles have been the two rooks from last year. I do believe that.
It's been unbelievable. I mean, other teams are not throwing the ball near him. It's incredible. And he's a sophomore. It's just unbelievable. I wanted to talk about the Hurts throw to Brown.
Yep.
That was a great anticipation throw.
Yep.
And I noticed this. I guess this is going to be a negative comment, but it was a great anticipation throw. I noticed, you know, Jalen Hurts does not get excited too much, and he really got amped on that. And it just goes to show you that it's something that he's working on. I'm Joe, you and I are basically identical on Hurts. I love when he can make that throw. I love that he got amped about it. And it just goes to show you, Joe, I mean, the guy really wants to get better at it. All he has to do is not have the yips when he throws in the middle of the field and anticipate a little better, and he's going to be the quarterback that everyone else around you, Joe, thinks he is.
I hope
he'll
so.
He'll be that quarterback.
Well, look, I actually interpreted his reaction a little different than you. I interpreted it as excitement to get the beast off him. Like, that was, like, the game's over. I mean, the game was pretty much over anyway. But when he completes that, so that puts them up, what, 31-0? Was that the final score?
30-0 about 31.
Yeah. Like, to me, I sense an athlete that heard the noise. I mean, how can he not? He lives here. Even if you don't listen to WIP, how can you not be aware of what's being said? And it's a game-over moment. And I viewed his reaction as... I came through, we came through, and that's just the way I saw it. Less about the play.
That's what he does.
Well, he doesn't always show that level of emotional reaction, though. We did what we had to do.
You're right. Maybe that
last
shows
thing,
some growth.
I'm not afraid of LA at all as far as going there. I think they might be the best team in the NFL, but if Adams was hurt, Their fan base is a joke. I think it's going to be a home game, so I'm not too concerned about them. I think that if we can just gain some momentum going into the playoffs, we'll be okay. And by the way, I don't know if you guys have talked about this yet or not, but you know, that last game is probably going to be a bye for our starters.
Oh, absolutely. Well, no, let me take this back, Harris. Not necessarily, because the Eagles could play all their players to try to get the 2 seed. I'd have to look up what time the games are.
Well, they usually schedule them. If there's like them and the Bears are fighting for it, they'll play at the same time.
Unless Bears are a Sunday night game, though,
right?
Which
but there's
is
no scheduling right now. Like, it's all TBD. Yeah.
But Harris, my point is, you might be right, and there's a real chance of that. But there's also a chance that the 2 and 3 seed are on the table, and the Eagles play all their starters they should play all their starters to try to get the 2 seed and a second-round home game. I mean, that's a worthwhile call.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Pause.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. I needed that yesterday. 31-0. The Eagles over the Las Vegas Raiders. We haven't seen a game like that since, well, I guess it was October when the Eagles beat
them. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while. A great win by the Eagles yesterday. Well, I'll say a good win over a terrible team. But
you did what you had to do, man.
It was great because we needed it, right? The way they played, the dominance they played with the quarterback, the defense, it was all good. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, you know, I was at the game yesterday, right? And it's something that was on my heart that I got to say something about. You know, sitting in the suite, you know, they have these nice little spread out. Mm-hmm. It's like the nice little accoutrement drinks and everything.
What'd you get?
They had this nice, it was like a Philly, it was like a Philly stack. It was called the Philly stack. You know, the boss was up there, Yad was up there, and he said, hey, try the Philly stack. The Philly stack was great. But here's the thing. I know we have a lot of great guests and everything up there, mm-hmm. but use the tongs, man. I mean, just use the tongs because, you know, there's a lot of folks that go around and just grab, you know, they like to finger the food. Stop that. Don't do that. That's not what you need to be doing with the food. Just use the tongs. And it just kind of makes it bad for everybody else. Just use the tongs.
Are you saying
though.
The That's tongs were there and they didn't
they
use
were
them?
Like, I've, yeah. I saw people and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to eat that. Not going to eat that.
But,
so,
what,
you know.
What is this, a pretzel or is this like a French fries?
Well, it was like
fries?
A sandwich. It was like the, what you talking about, what happened? It was like the meats. They have like a nice little charcuterie board there, the new like charcuteries.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, dog. Don't. That's not for you. And you know,
this was your
nobody,
takeaway after a 31-0.
Yeah, because don't nobody know where your hands been, dog.
Yeah, I
you know you been. It's cold outside. You probably sniffling and wiping your nose and grab.
I get
like,
it.
It's just,
but,
it's just nasty.
But don't we have
and
big,
slather Vaseline yeah,
like,
on
use
me?
The,
use the tongs.
Don't we have
just
bigger fish to fry here, Douglas?
No, we took care of business.
31-0. Yes,
we took care of business.
Yes, they took care of business. All right, 215-592-9494. Your chance to react if you want to say I told you so about the quarterback. Go ahead. He played really well yesterday. Really good game by Jalen Hurts. I was thrilled to see it because he needed it. The team needed it. Yesterday, it was about two things for me. The quarterback played really well in the three-plus quarters he was in. They dominated the game, obviously. He threw the touchdown to A.J., and they got him out of the game after his knee got a little banged up. But Jalen played well. I thought he ran the ball effectively. The third and 12 where he ran it was a really good run. For the most part, he was on point. Really good game by him. He needed it. I needed it. They needed it. And the quarterback played a really good game. Then the defense. I mean, that's dominance. I mean, that is you might go into 30 years before you see an Eagles defense hold a team. And I will call them loosely an NFL team, but hold an NFL team to 75 yards of offense. They had yesterday 1.8 yards per play. That game was over immediately. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, how you feeling about what you saw? Are the Eagles back, or is it just the Raiders?
It was the Raiders, though.
Oh,
I mean, listen, a win is a win, and I will never take that away from, you know, the Eagles or anything like that. But let's be honest, it was a much-needed dub,
mm-hmm.
and it puts you on the road to getting this offense fixed. Bottom line,
yes.
But you take the dub.
That's it? That's all you got for me on 31-0? 31-0, Hugh. Excellent.
No, I mean, it was good. Good.
Fire, 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 fire,
all jokes aside, on the fire Hugh Chance earlier. I think we have to acknowledge how bad that team was, right? They played what I think is the worst team in football. I think it's fair to say it. It's fair to acknowledge it on all parts, right? The offense and the defense, they got to beat up on the worst team in football. Before the show, I was comparing it to like when a Georgia or Alabama gets to play like Medford or something in the middle of their SEC schedule. It's like they won 56-0. All right. But I did see some things yesterday that made me feel way better about this team than I have in a long time. Number one, Jalen Hurts just needed to see the ball go through the hoop. He needed to play well. He needed to have some sort of I needed to have confidence in him. I mean, last week I sat here and said if he played that bad again, I'd get him off the field. I didn't want to feel that, but that's the way I felt. Yesterday, watching him, all right, he's got his legs back under him. Hopefully we get a better version of Jalen Hurts in the last three games into the playoffs. So that gives me a lot of hope for what they could become. And the other part is the defense. For the most part, this defense has carried them all year. You know, they had a tough day against Chicago. They had a tough second half against the Cowboys. But really, I think a lot of that was they were just dead tired because the offense kept going three and out. Most of these games, you go back now to Minnesota, Giants, Packers, Lions, early in the Cowboy game, Bear game, they weren't good, but Chargers. And now yesterday, this defense has held their own for a long time. That's a Super Bowl defense you watched yesterday. That's a defense that could win playoff games. And I love to see it. So for that reason, Hugh, I know it was the Raiders, but there's some elements that feel like I can start to think they're coming back. The
and
defense.
That's fine. And
yeah.
That's fine. And that's how you should feel. That's what wins do because the Raiders are a professional football team. You know, and you know, when people talk about they were out there tanking and everything like that, that might have been true, but still. They came out there. They gave you the opportunity to work on some of the things you needed to work on. We got yep. Dallas Goedert involved in the offense, which I think was a great look. And you build from that. You build from that.
Well, they can, and they should build from it because they get to play the Commanders twice the last 3 weeks of the season. So they could get this thing moving forward before the postseason. 215-592-9494 to hop in, react with us. Your feeling, your reaction to the win yesterday, as easy of a win as we've had around here in a very long time. That was a dominant effort. Again, I mean, you could go 30 years before seeing a game where the Eagles have basically, what, it was close to 100 yards? Yeah, they had 312 more yards to their opponent. 387 to 75. My goodness. All right, let's hear from the coach. Let's hear from the quarterback after yesterday's game. Let's start with Nick Sirianni talking about Jalen Hurts and how resilient his quarterback is.
You played to your offensive potential.
We had a good, no doubt, we had a good offense and defensive game, good team performance. Excited to be able to do that and look to build upon that.
Jalen's case, what did he show you today?
Yeah, like I said, he's resilient, always has been resilient, and I thought he was really good running the offense, being in command out there, just making good decisions with the football, good runs. He had a good game.
Hugh, what did you think of Jalen specifically yesterday?
I think he played well. I think he played well. He had some plays that he made with his legs. He helped extend plays a lot of times, and he looked pretty good yesterday.
I thought he played well. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was clearly his best game since the Giants game back in late October. You know, it was better than we've seen him play in any of these games since. He needed it. I thought he played well. We're on the two parts of the game yesterday, the two parts of the team that played well, the offense, the defense, right? Hurts versus the defense. I would say I am more bullish on their chances to really be this kind of defense than I am convinced the offense is fully back. That's Jalen played well. He needed it. He threw the ball 15 times. Good job by him. Good game yesterday. But this is where it's like, I hope yesterday's a building block. Hugh, I feel the defense is good. Yesterday they got to put on a show against a terrible offense. The offense is where I need to see more before I'm fully back on board.
Yeah, the offense, but I told you, they went above and beyond what I thought they were going to do. 21 points. I told you yesterday, if you get 21 points,
yeah,
that would be enough to win, and obviously yesterday it was.
Well, they could have probably scored 40 if they wanted to. I mean, they called the dogs off late in the game, and they even almost almost scored again, but then they got stopped on the fourth down with like 2 minutes to go in the game. All right, let's hear from the quarterback, Jalen Hurts. He was the subject of a lot of conversation last week, but he really wanted to talk about the defense that played their butt off yesterday. Here's Jalen.
Great defensive performance. I don't think that's something that you can dismiss or undervalue, not look forward to give up 75 total yards of offense and lead the game with a goose egg on the board. You couldn't ask for nothing more. So glad we were able to compliment them on the other side of the ball today.
I think that's the perfect word for it. The offense was the compliment to the defense. I mean, the defense really, it almost felt like the Raiders had an inability to get a first down most of that game. It was total dominance by the defense. A get-right game. How's everyone feeling this morning? 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn, are the Eagles back?
You know, I feel really good after that game.
Yeah?
And I know it was just the Raiders. It's Brock Bowers, Max Crosby, and then might as well just be me and you out there.
It's the closest thing to that in the league. Yeah they're like, terrible.
I mean, they are brutal, but they beat them 31-0. Like, that's what a good team does to a team that's
bad.
That bad.
You beat them because they're bad.
And I think now we are looking at, like, 3 weeks in a row of the offense as a whole, I think, starting to look better and trend in the right direction. The last domino to fall was the quarterback starting to play well. And he really played well in that game yesterday. So, like, now, look, they're going to have a few more opportunities to continue to get right offensively. They'll have the Commanders. You know, we'll see what happens against Buffalo. But you have two games that you should win, and the offense should play well against inferior teams. And then, you know, all of a sudden, we might be talked about as that team that's going into the postseason as, like, the team nobody wants to play because they're the defending Super Bowl champions. They have experience. They've done it before. The defense is really good. And, like, I feel good. I just do.
Well, if we get Jalen Hurts to play good football, then I think everything you just said there is going to be the way people talk about it. Like, if Jalen's playing well heading into the postseason, I could already see you know, one of these people on TV somewhere saying, you know, the Eagles have Vic Fangio. They have a pass rush. Yeah. They have a secondary. If Jalen Hurts is playing like this, they can make some noise.
We've compared him to, like, a power hitter in baseball. Like, when he's on, he's on.
Yep.
He might, like, we could be seeing where he starts to come on. And that would be huge. Like, it's the right time for that to happen.
You good?
Yeah, I'm good. No, I agree. No, I'm listening. I'm
going to rain on our parade today?
Well, no. He started when it's just the Raiders. I know when you want to say something.
I'm not saying anything, Joe. I'm not saying a word.
Well, you kind of you do have to.
I mean, well, I have to say something, but
you got to say words.
Yeah, words.
We do need words.
Words are a part of what we do on a daily basis.
You're letting us down easy, saying it's just
all
the
right. I'm just saying, man. Like, it's a good start.
I might need to have Battle clip that part and put it in a return. Words are part of what we do.
Yeah, words are what we do.
It is a talk show. No, that is true.
It's a good win, man. It's a good win, and it's something that puts you in position to build off of. That's what it's about right now. You got to build off of this because we know what this offense looks like and what this offense has been. And that's the slump buster that you need.
That's the good word for it. You know what yesterday was? Yesterday was an exhale game. Mm-hmm. Everyone can exhale. I mean, that last week, no one was exhaling, including myself. Frustrated, upset, you know, confused at where the season was going. But yesterday, and we'll get more to it as the show goes on, the Cowboys also lost last night, right? Like, so all this stuff about collapse, all this stuff about what are we even going to be, it's out the window now. I mean, the Eagles, let's be very clear, the Eagles will go to Washington on Saturday and a victory, and they win the division. That's it. Then it's just about health and seeding and how they want to play the last 2 weeks of the season and all that kind of stuff. But yesterday, they got off the schneid. They won a game. Their quarterback played well for the first time since the month of October. It was great to see. And this defense, that's what really has me feeling like Kyle could be right on this. And we could enter January with that kind of feeling like, hey, don't count us out. Because that defense is just enormous. Even without Jalen Carter. I mean, their linebackers are awesome. Up front, they have waves of defensive linemen to throw at you. And that secondary with Cooper and Quinyon, it's blanket cover. It's like, nope, people just don't get open. 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines here. React to everything as the Eagles win 31-0. Your reaction to the game and how the quarterback played after a week where there was a lot of consternation about the quarterback. Matt in Germantown is up. Hey, Matt.
What's up, Diehard Joe? Cowboy Bebop Kyle over there with that mustache. And we got Humble Hugh this morning.
A little Humble Hugh.
Nathan. Honestly, it's going to be what I said initially as one of the Jalenites. I'm willing to die with the ship. And the captain ain't let me down. And this is going to be a good get-right game. It was what it was. And now we're going to build off of it. Hugh, where do you see us going, Hugh? You're a little quiet. It's a little unsettling here.
I think that they're trending in the right direction. There's a lot of work to be done. And next week will be another test. I think that, you know, for the most part, you started it off well. Now you have to go down to Washington and play the Commodores. And that's another layer that you add onto this cake. Just keep going on. Yeah, just keep it going.
I got one question that I'm getting out of here. He was the insider of the year, in my opinion, seeing as how you've been called the Chiefs not making the playoffs. What do you hear inside the building of NovaCare? Are the qualms, are they being qualmed, or somebody else got a Brutus, E2 Brutus moment waiting to happen?
I think everybody's in a good place right now. That's what I'm hoping for. You know, hopefully we've weathered this storm and we can get this thing going, you know?
Okay. Well, yeah, I think Kyle's out here. He's switching sides. Just know that, y'all. He is a bandwagoneer, okay?
What are you talking about?
They won yesterday.
Hold on. No. Enough. There's no switching sides. When they play badly, I talk about how they play badly. Yeah. And when they play well, I react to them playing well. What do you want?
You
want to lie?
You wanted to... You got what you wanted. I'm a Jalenite.
Yes.
He gave you what you
God
wanted.
God forbid.
But didn't we all get what we wanted?
I am an Eagles fan.
You got what you asked for. You were in that mustache.
No.
Yes.
Hold on. All right, Matt. Let's just be clear about this. Today is the day to have some. Now, if you want to puff your chest out as a Jalen guy, you are welcome to do that. The phone lines are open for you all day, and Jalen played well yesterday.
Right.
So great.
All we are is honest.
Yes.
When he plays badly, we say it. When he plays well, he plays well.
Also, I'll just be clear about what I said last week. I said if he continued to play the way he had for 5 weeks, I would consider putting him down, you know, sitting him down on the bench. He didn't play like that yesterday.
And thank God, by the way.
Yeah, he played good football.
It would be a disaster if he played badly against the Raiders.
My wish was never to see Tanner McKee, Matt. My wish was that Jalen. My wish was for good quarterback play. Let's just call it for what it is. We got it yesterday from the guy that we're supposed to get it from. Jalen played really well. Now, the game, he made a bunch of plays early on, and they ended the game, right? That was one of those, it was kind of circa back to 2022, where he didn't have to play the fourth quarter. They dominate so much. He plays so well early. Get him out of the game. Make sure nobody gets hurt. They have a short week this week, so I didn't need the volume stats. I didn't need any of that. He played well. 15 throws. Boom. He had the three touchdowns, two nice shovel passes to Goddard. And, of course, the big one to A.J. late in the game to kind of put the exclamation point. But Jalen did a good job. I like the fact that his legs are part of it. Hopefully his knee's okay. But overall, really good day yesterday for Jalen Hurts. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff.
Joe, you got what you wanted yesterday.
I did.
Think about it. You got a big Eagles win.
Yep.
Jalen played great. And your backup quarterback got in the game.
It really was the perfect day.
When you think about it, Jeff.
By 3:20, I was sitting there like, you know what? This is over. Yeah. Like, literally, the game was over at like 3. It was one of the quickest games I could ever remember.
You know what stat stood out to me the most? First of all, the defense is definitely back on track. But one of the main reasons why they're back on track is yesterday's third down efficiency. We were, 10 for 13 or something like that? Like, dude, when you convert that many third downs, you're staying on the field. The defense doesn't have to keep chasing all day. And I think that was the biggest issue with when the defense had those couple of bad games, was the fact that we didn't convert on third down, and Jalen wasn't playing well, the offensive line wasn't doing well. You know what I mean?
Jeff, I agree.
Those things matter.
You're right. It was 10 of 13, and if you kind of just think back to the defense evolving, let's say, since the middle of October, right? They had a bad day against the Giants, and then they played pretty well against the Vikings, Giants again, Packers, Lions, and then they had a couple of hiccups, right? You could say Dallas and then Chicago, but both of those, I think, are what you're speaking of, which is they were kind of worn out, and now they've gotten back on track against the Chargers and obviously the Raiders. For the most part, this has been a good defense for 2 months now.
We don't have to score 30 points a game when we convert that many third downs. You just have to keep control of the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like if you control the ball and keep your defense off the field, they stay fresh, and you can win, like you said, we can win games by scoring 21 points.
Yeah, that's it. And this year,
the way teams are playing, there's no clear-cut dominant team. So that's a formula to get into the Super Bowl, if you ask me.
Well, you know what it is? And, Jeff, for the first time in a few weeks, I could see it, where it's definitely a formula to make a run, right? Like, now, at some point, I think they're going to have to be on their P's and Q's offensively, like to go beat the Rams in L.A., let's say, in a title game. But the way this defense is, Jeff, they're going to have a real chance to win a game or two, even if the offense isn't great. That's how. And they don't have Jalen Carter, Jeff. A good phone call, man. Yeah, that's probably the best thing about the defense yesterday is they didn't even have their best defensive player, and they still completely dominated.
Yeah, and shout out to BG, man, for being the oldest cat in the NFL ever to get like two sacks in a game.
I think the oldest since Bruce Smith.
Yeah, that's man. That's big. Shout out to BG, man.
Yeah, now BG.
Represent for the old cats, man.
How about BG's last 2 weeks, I guess, because of the injury to Jalen Carter? He's been playing inside. He's playing defensive tackle.
Yeah, man, and he's doing his thing. Shout out to BG. Yeah. That was pretty cool.
Great job by him. Jack in Mount Holly. What's up, Jack?
Hey, good morning, folks. Hey, yesterday, perfect day for chili, I might add, if anybody has. It was a guy this morning, yesterday morning, and I'm like, yeah, but listen, I'm on the fence. I don't want to create a battle here, but I think a really good team beat up on the littlest kid in the schoolyard, and I want to see more. I mean, I was talking to your producer before I got on, and to straighten me out, like, what do I tell my friends and say, hey, a win's a win, but they seem like, you know, this is their path to the Super Bowl, and I don't agree, you know, so can you guys set me straight? How should I respond?
Well, Jack, I think it's one of those things where both things are true. I mean, like, they played well yesterday. They did, like you said, they beat up on the little kid on the schoolyard. It's probably the worst team in pro football right now. But there's some things in there I think we could pick out and say if this is a sign of things to come, we're in good shape. I mean, the defense, Jack, has played well for the better part of 2 months, and it was the most they've gone under center with Jalen since Sirianni became the head coach. I mean, and I think they're better under center. So I saw some signs yesterday that make me feel like we're going to have a good January, even though it was a bad team they played.
You know what, Jack? You can feel the way that you feel, man. But at the end of the day, a win is a win. The Raiders are a professional football team. I know some people might argue about that, just like Joe's doing it. But you take them as you get them. Now, there's a lot of work to be done, but let's enjoy this week. And the truth of the matter is we have another week of work to get done, to get better. And the good thing about it is we got that nasty taste out of our mouth. We got that L out of our mouth. So, yeah.
All right. Listen, I got to roll. I love you guys. Enjoy your day. And let's see what happens.
Go Birds!
You got it, Jack. Good day yesterday. Yes. I think, you know, that's a fair way to put it. I mean, it's a building block kind of game. They got off. We just needed to get that taste out of their mouth. I mean, out of our mouths.
Yeah, you just got
to
get a win, man. Yeah. Just got to win. Get a win. And that's where I was at with it. And you scored more points Then you scored in a long time. You know, you take that with a grain of salt. But you also revel in the win. You celebrate the win because, regardless, wins are hard to come by. And if we're being honest, people are a little nervous going into this game playing against the Raiders. They're a little nervous.
Well, I mean, I think everyone was nervous just because the Eagles' offense had been so bad for so long. Like, you know what yesterday was? Can they score against anyone?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or was it just they had maybe played some teams that were pretty good? Right? Because we could be real about it. They faced five teams in a row that all are decent or better, right? Yeah. They're all decent or better. The Lions, decent. Packers, pretty good. Now they lost Parsons, though, which is it's obviously going to change their season. The Cowboys, decent, although not good, as we saw again last night. And then they faced the Bears, who are a good team, and the Chargers, who are a good team. So that they faced a tough run of opponents with some short weeks in there. I think the question we all had was, is it just a portion of a difficult schedule over the course of a long year, or can they just not score? Yesterday, we got to put that to rest. They're not... There's some life still here on this offense. It's a matter of, like you said, building on it, and can they keep doing it? Was yesterday the first of more to come?
Yeah, and if you look at the offense yesterday, there were simple concepts. You know what I'm saying? Rolling out.
Yep.
You know, getting the ball out of his hands quickly. There still was some crossing patterns that they did, and they got the tight end more involved in the game. So it was nothing earth-shattering, but it was different than what it's been. And just by adding those little wrinkles in the offense – that helped the offense be better. You know, it was not the same under center or shotgun type situation. You know, a couple guys in the routes. There was a conscious effort to get Dallas Goedert more involved in this offense. And they did that.
Yeah, I love the way the offense looked yesterday. Now, I know that it looked efficient because they were playing a bad team. But I like that. The under center stuff, running the football. I know they got a lead, but... To me, the formula is more of what we saw yesterday in terms of run the ball and play defense. And it's asked Jalen to throw it 15 or 20, 22 times. I mean, like what we saw Monday, that's not the Eagles that I've seen win a lot of games the last few years. I like the idea of yesterday's game and the way they did it philosophically. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone call's coming up. We'll get your reaction to the win. We haven't had a montage in a while. We'll hear it. The best of how it sounded yesterday on WIP. Plus, Jalen Hurts feeling himself after the win yesterday. We'll hear more from the quarterback after the game. That's up next. Your phone calls as well. It is the Midday Show on a Victory Monday on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Eagles just absolutely demolished I'll tell you how you know the Raiders are really bad, not just that game. Ray Didinger's first three answers today, John. All three times he circled back to, you got to remember the Raiders are bad. So, like, they really are. I really thought they were the worst team I'd seen in a long time.
Me too.
I mean, they were.
It
was abysmal.
They were inept on both sides, and it was, inexplicable. Some of the stuff, just the lack of talent at every level.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, you got Max Crosby.
It's him in the tight end. It's Brock Bowers, Max Crosby. Yeah. That's it. I mean, I guess Genty can play,
maybe,
but he's
Genty
got nowhere
would
to go.
Be good. I don't know.
I don't know
maybe
either.
We'll never even find out.
How bizarre that they put him in there with like 5 minutes to go to take the ball when you're 99 yards away from
scoring. Oh, it was insane.
Scoring.
It's only slightly more bizarre than taking him with the sixth pick in the situation you're in as a franchise. Like, It just so poor. Poorly run.
Very poorly run.
Tom Brady.
Listen,
taking another L to the Eagles. How's it feel, Tommy?
Let him have more access to people that he won't listen to.
There you go. 215-592-9494. Let's do our own form of listening. Let's listen to Nick Sirianni in the locker room after the game, addressing the guys. Here's Sirianni right after the game.
Really good job. 31-0 shutout. First shutout here since 2018.
Come on, D. Good job. Good job. I've seen the same joy and the same confidence over and over again. That's a sign of a good football team. Keep coming to work and put the things into the week that help you be successful out here. All right, so that's an awesome job, right? We had that joy and confidence. What a great example of you control. You control your joy. You control your confidence, right? What a great lesson for life as well, right? Nobody else, right? You control it, right? Let's use this momentum. All right, let's ride this momentum. We got a lot to be thankful for. When we take care of the ball and we can take the ball away, that's our formula for success, right? And then Bob gave me a stat in there. The oldest player to have two sacks in the first half since 2002.
Tito, go, 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 go!
I mean, there you go, BG.
Hey, folks, you got it.
All right, that's Sirianni yesterday. And obviously one of the main things he had in there, you know, you control your joy. You control your confidence. We know what he's getting at. He's getting at all the noise from last week, of which we were all part of it. Everybody was complaining. And what he's telling the guys is, you know, try to shut that stuff out and you control it, which is true. I mean, they do control it. We react to it, but they control it. All right, Twitter poll question of the day is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Red Tag Bonus Cash is back at Armin Chevrolet. In stock now, the three-row Chevy Traverse. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Poll question, are the Eagles a Super Bowl contender? A, yes, B, no. I certainly believe they are. Believed last week they were and remain. Last week, 63% of people told us they are not in a poll question. We know that number will be different today. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Now, let's also peel this back a little further, because you can weigh in not only on yesterday's game, resounding victory, but what it means in the big picture and what they are in the big picture. Ree, let's start with you. So, in light of yesterday, in light of the last month, in light of the last 3.5 months, in light of last season, what are our Philadelphia Eagles, Ree, as you see it? What are they?
What are they? Like, what kind of team are
they? What big picture this thing, what do we got
here? Well, they're a defensive team. I mean, I think first and foremost.
And I guess what I'm driving at is your level of belief in them. It's not so much best on the Raiders, because we know the Raiders stink. But, like, as you project
forward, it's hard to go back and forth. I mean, they played really poorly, well, offensively, for 3 weeks. And then they just trashed a really awful team that did not want to play in the cold.
I agree.
I mean, there was no doubt they didn't want to be there after a while. I think they're a defensive team, and if they commit to the run, that I keep going back to it, they kept running even when they... I think they just had the expectation all year long that the chunk plays aren't there, we're just not going to do it. There was no reason for Jalen to throw the ball, 42 times last week? It was 40-something, right, James?
I think it was 40, yeah.
40. No reason, especially in those conditions that you had last week. So to me, you literally have to do what you did yesterday. Again, I get it's a bad team, but you're not going to pick up 20 and 30 yards on every run. Just keep running the ball. You have a very good defense.
And part of what's so significant, and they achieved this yesterday and very few times this year have, is not having many penalties. Because even if you get 3 yards on first down, it can stay second and seven if you don't jump all sides and make it second and 12.
Yeah, those,
and then you're
yeah.
more inclined to have to pass because it's second and 12. James, what are the Eagles? How do you project them moving forward?
They're a Super Bowl contender, to answer the poll. They're a good team that can be great. And we've talked about this all year, but it's a wide open league. I think the Rams are probably the best team, but I think the Rams don't scare anybody.
No,
we
don't.
Know the Eagles can beat the Rams.
Them.
So, this team, I think they're as good as anyone on any given day. I don't know that they'll show up every day. So, I think it's going to be, to your point before, a fascinating playoffs where I think the Eagles can absolutely win the Super Bowl this year, and I think they could lose the first game they play in. So, it's a really fascinating run coming up.
John, do you disagree with anything James said? Because I think he hit a lot of good points there. He covered it all. I mean...
That's exactly how I feel.
Me too.
We're so inconsistent. We could win the whole thing. We could also lose in the first round. I mean, it felt like, we could win the wild card round and then tank the next week just because it just felt like you never knew. You never knew what it was going to look like. You never knew what portion of the game was going to sag. You know, was it because pretty consistently you got the run game sag, but was this week going to be the week that we couldn't complete anything? Windy conditions making it tougher, offensive line not giving us protection. Everything was just breaking down.
So, I agree with, I think, what everyone said here. I'll add this. I do have worry about Jalen's ankle, and it's not so much that let me be clear. It's not so much that he won't be capable of running.
It's that he might not.
It's that he might not
yeah.
for another couple weeks. Because you can now make the case again, the games become less important again. Like, they're going to be the 2 or the 3 seed. And I'm not saying that's an insignificant difference. It's a very significant difference. It's hosting in the second round. It's being able to host in the conference finals if the 1 seed gets clipped in the divisional round. That's exactly what happened last year. But my point is, knowing that Dallas is now 2.5 back, I could see a scenario, and remember, this game is also on Saturday.
And his health is more important than the home game. It just is. Like,
or,
the home game
any,
matters,
or any,
exactly.
Or any individual play.
That's the point.
And I could see a scenario where he tucks it back again into, and they, not running it, I could see that. I could see
that's
that.
A possibility that the team tucks it back.
Well, that's my point.
You win one game.
Yeah.
Or you know, Dallas loses. Is that it, what it's going to take for us to claim the division is one win?
Yeah, one win. One win. Or one Dallas loss.
I mean, it's pretty much
after
over.
After that happens, does it benefit the team to rest him more?
Not when you're still trying for the two seed.
More? What I will say is,
how much more does the two seed benefit you than the three seed?
A little bit.
I think a lot.
You get an extra home playoff game. Well, can I?
Because
sure.
You're not going to drop past.
I mean, you
the
could.
NFC
I mean, but
South.
The three seed could lose. You'll you could get the home playoff game anyway. But.
NFC South right now, the two teams atop.
Yeah, you're not. They're the four seed locked
the Bucks
in.
And
yeah.
The Panthers.
That has no impact on the Eagles. What impacts the Eagles?
We're not going to drop below where we are.
Correct. They're going to be the two or the three seed. That's what I keep telling.
Yeah. So. It doesn't matter that much. Two versus three.
It matters a bit.
I think
it's the second round home playoff game is what matters.
I think it may, John, I'll tell you part of why I think it matters a lot, because I could see the one seed
opt for rest because that's how conservative they've been in the past.
I'll just say this. I could see the one seed, and it's going to be either probably the Rams or Seattle, losing in their first game in the division round.
I could see anyone losing.
Because all those teams are going to be playing like a Green Bay or a Chicago or a 49ers.
So I think you're right about this. All I'll say is it feels like, anecdotally, teams only push for the one seed. It does feel that way, that like once they're kind of like in the two, the three, it feels like teams would rather have rest than
seeding. Didn't the Eagles do that
there.
Last year?
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay, well, we'll say. But look, I think they're in a good spot. Obviously, the key is they've got
that's a great point. The Eagles literally did that last year. Yes. They didn't fight for the two seed. They got it because they won those games with Tanner McKee, Pickett, that stuff. But
legitimately injured.
But it doesn't matter. But I'm talking about the bye.
Yeah, they could have brought him back the last week of the season if they needed it.
Yeah, then didn't they sit Saquon?
Yeah, they sat everybody last week of the season.
But they couldn't get the one seed.
No, but they could. It was the two versus the three. They still won. They could have lost the two seed.
Okay.
Is the point?
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh, we're back. A Victory Monday, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Oh, a Victory Monday. I almost forgot what this feels like. Eagles win, 31-0. Ike, your thoughts.
Victory!
Oh, there we go.
My Eagles fly on the road to victory. My Eagles fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. My Eagles fly on the road to victory.
Well,
I tell you,
that was a good one from you. That was solid. It's been a month.
I mean, listen, I complain on the way in, and you cut the lights on, and I'm there.
Yes, you said. You're like, I don't know if we're going to do a big one today. And I said, really? And then you let loose, man.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
That was a big one. Listen, that was a big win yesterday. 31-0.
Yep.
A shutout.
Yeah.
As a defensive guy, you got to be happy when you get an egg put up there on the board. I didn't even realize we shut somebody out in 2018. I thought we was going back to the 90s.
Who did we shut out in 2018?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't think we had a shutout when I was playing here. So I didn't remember the last time the Eagles had a shutout. So they shut somebody out in 2018. Either way, that was a great defensive performance yesterday. Should be expected going up against two gloves, Pickett, and that offense. Are you kidding me? Pete Carroll, you ought to rethink this thing, man. Listen, I understand there's nice benefits here, and you're working on a Hall of Fame career. My goodness, you're getting your back beat in every weekend. Pause. When with this team. Now, let's get to the main course here, yeah. And that is the offense. That is the offense. And if we're talking about the offense, first of all, shout out to all the fans that got out there yesterday. I appreciate the no standing ovation. That was a topic of discussion. It actually was a topic of discourse for us on the pregame show.
Oh, yeah.
No one gave a damn standing ovation. I can appreciate that. They opened up the game with a 13-play drive over 8 minutes. How many third down conversions? Like 3 or 4 on that drive. I mean, they're dinking, they're dunking, they're hitting, they're swerving, they're all over the place. All over the place. They're running. That was a good game yesterday from Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, see, that's, Spike, Fritz, that's the type of game
yeah.
that I'm talking about we need. If you noticed yesterday, all that magic, the magic they tried to pull out Monday night in Los Angeles with this, oh, this great offense, great play designs, cross the middle, all that nonsense that everybody got excited about, even after 5 turnovers, they went back to the meat and potatoes yesterday. Meat and potatoes yesterday says stick with the running game, even if it's not working, and let Jalen work those hash marks to the numbers to the sideline. Big play to Devontae down the field. How many times did he hit Dallas Goedert out in the flats, outside the numbers? Even got A.J. right down the hash for his final touchdown. And he threw it with confidence yesterday. He threw the ball with confidence. I mean, he should have had four touchdown passes yesterday. Goedert should have had 3.
Yeah, Goedert dropped the 1.
Yeah. He should have had 3 right there. So it was a perfect game. A perfect response, a typical Jalen Hurts response when there's a lot of chaos around his play and his standing with the team. We know the noise that was out there last week. We certainly contributed to it. Quite frankly, it was justified. You lose 3 games in a row and you're coming off 5 turnovers. I don't care how sensitive everyone else is out there about it. Anybody that's complaining about it is well within their right. So I don't apologize, or neither should any of you apologize for being critical after Monday night's game. But I like what he came back and did yesterday. I like the fact they dialed the game plan back and got to being doing things that he's more comfortable with. I'm almost both feet back in the boat.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm almost both feet back in the boat, Spike.
You are not
I'm
really.
Just saying. What Saturday night is a big game. On the road, a better opponent. If I see what I need to see Saturday night,
yeah,
we might be headed to Santa Clara. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
A vacation?
No, man. I'm just saying, man. If I see what I need to see Saturday night, we take care of business, you know we're beating Buffalo. You know that. You know we're going to Buffalo, and we're going to beat Buffalo in Buffalo. You know this. Jalen doesn't lose these type of games.
Okay.
We'll lose the Dak because he plays us twice a year. So we normally split.
Right.
Everybody else from an elite quarterback standpoint, Jalen usually outplays them. So on the road or at home, we just need to take care of business Saturday, and I'm both feet back in.
All right.
And that's both. B-O-A-F.
Yeah, I was going to ask if it ended up.
You got that, Fritz?
B-O-A-F. All right.
Both.
Cool. 215-592-9494.
By the way,
yeah,
the last shutout was the last game of the season against Washington.
Okay.
In 2018. 24-0.
Yeah.
And Ike, during your entire career, you did not have a shutout.
Yeah.
But in 2002, you had 3 games where you held the opposing team to just a field goal.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's not a shutout.
It basically counts.
That 0-2 team was a pretty good defense, man. I think we gave up 13 points a game that year.
Wow.
Check.
Wow.
I played a little part in that.
That's right.
Little part.
I say we a lot. That's little. Because I contributed some.
That's right. That's like me on this show.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Come on, Spike.
Well, the good thing.
Get excited.
Give it up.
All right, relax. The good thing about yesterday's game was there was certainly a version of yesterday's game where they win 17-9 or 20-12 and everybody is pissed off afterwards. 100%.
Sure.
So we didn't get that.
Yep.
We got an efficient game from the offense, a dominant game for the defense. They win 31-0. But like there seems to be a conversation going on that you're bordering on that they might be back. Mm. And everyone seems to think that they proved something yesterday. They didn't prove anything yesterday. Here's the lens you have to put things through. The lens that I always put things through when I'm thinking about, am I making the right judgment about what the Eagles are going to do? The lens I put it through is, what would we say if the Cowboys did this? What would we say if the Cowboys did this? And if the Cowboys went and beat the Las Vegas Raiders 31-0 and they bragged about it and they thought, okay, we're back, we're challengers now, we would all laugh at them. What we played yesterday was the worst team in the NFL, who was coming West Coast to East Coast, a dome team playing in freezing cold weather where there was snow on the ground when they came to the game in the morning, who did not want to be out there. An offense that didn't want to compete, a defense that maybe had two players that wanted to compete. And yes, did they go in there and they took care of business and there's something to be said for that? Does it mean that they're maybe not going to crumble this year and that they are going to, you know, sort of run through the finish line at the end of the season? Sure, all of that stuff is true. But they didn't prove anything. Like, was it a nice Jalen game? Sure, it was a nice Jalen game. And I'm glad that he finally decided to run the ball, something I've been saying to do for 3 weeks. But, like, the only way that we can actually believe that this team has any potential to do anything this year is if we see more of it over the last 3 weeks of the season. Now, they go, they win all three games.
It's coming.
Maybe. They go, they win two games, and maybe the last game doesn't...
We might not need the last one.
It doesn't mean, yeah. Doesn't mean anything. Then maybe, if they decide to... Because they're going into a Washington team. What's Washington? 3-10, whatever they are. That team is done for the year. Mm-hmm. They go and they beat Buffalo in Buffalo. That means something. Mm-hmm. But that game yesterday did not mean anything in terms of the conclusion that we should draw about what this team is going to. They still couldn't run the ball yesterday, which is something that we've seen. Well, they ran, what, 35 times for 120 yards, yeah. You know? There was nothing. Look, did they go in and they beat a bad team the way they should beat a bad team? For sure. Does it mean anything about the trajectory of this team this season? I don't think it means anything.
One more win, both feet back in.
It was the worst team in the league. One more win against a 3-10 team?
That's momentum. It's on the road.
Sure.
We get two wins in a row. We got a big game coming up against Buffalo. I'm not going to get ahead of myself. I'm just saying I can see where this thing could sort of start to turn in the right direction. We had to go through a little bit of adversity. Listen, last year we started the season off with adversity, 2-2.
For
right?
Sure. Yes.
This year it just came a little later. So we had a three-game losing streak later in the season. So it's a different story being told. But we could still have the same results. This is still a championship-tested team with championship DNA that needs to get out of their own way. And what a win like yesterday does, for more than us, Spike, quite honestly, it does a lot for them. They've been rolling around in muck for 3 weeks, blaming each other, pointing fingers, trying to figure it out. And yesterday it was a complete team effort. Everybody contributed. And it should show them what they're capable of doing when they play together and they're all on the same page.
I would agree it might mean something to them.
Yeah.
For sure. But when I look at, I still say to myself at the end of the day, what do I trust about this team on offense? And the answer is nothing. So could they change?
You got to trust the quarterback. The coaches, I don't know what they did, but they said, you know what, let's go back to doing what we normally do. They stick to that game plan?
They played the Raiders. That's what they did. They played the Raiders. The amazing, just amazing move from the coaching staff to dial up the worst football team in the NFL to play on Sunday. What a turn of genius from Nick Sirianni.
Hey, they got Max Crosby over there.
They do. That's one.
Devin White.
Dude, poor Max Crosby, by the way. You see his pregame speech?
Oh, yeah.
He's like, no one wants to see us in Philadelphia today.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah, we do.
Yeah. There's plenty of people that want to see you in Philadelphia.
It's get right day.
All right. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles are back or was that just the Raiders? Corey in Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
Yeah, see.
Michael Jordan.
I said I wasn't going to do it.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna do it, baby. We back. Hey, listen,
you're so pathetic.
Listen, we back. Hold on, listen. The Raiders just put up what 17-20 on the best defense Broncos last week. Did they not?
Who cares?
Who cares? They put up 20 points on the Broncos. They
really put up 10 points, and they got an oh by the way touchdown at the end of the game. They put up 10 points.
Zero. Russell Westbrook number. We zipped them. You know what I'm saying? When was the last time we did? Listen, I ain't going to get carried away.
Hey, you're already carried away.
Listen. When I look at this team, this is the thing with me. I'm not afraid of none of these teams. And people, I get you going to say, ain't nobody afraid of us. That's cool. But I'm talking about my list. I'm not afraid of these teams in the postseason. I'm like, I might be Santa Claus. Michael Parsons go down yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Devontae Adams go down with a hamstring yesterday. We get Lane Johnson back. We get Jalen Carter back. Hey, man, look. And I don't know if y'all noticed this, but Tank Bigsby started toting that wire. All of a sudden, Saquon knew how to run when he got back in the game. I don't know. All I know is all season we couldn't run. Put Tank in there. We picking up yards. Saquon come back. Now he looking like a little bit like last year's Saquon. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said
motivation.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? You know, this week, the Commanders, y'all know what it is. You know, Commanders, we got something for y'all. And then, y'all know in 2 weeks, I ain't going to get carried away. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to get carried away. But the MVP, you got to see me, baby. The MVP, you got to see me. And then, we were going to get the 2 or 3 seed. And then, whoever, I want the 49ers. I want the 49ers got to come to the league. You know what I'm saying? 49ers got you to come to the league. That's what I want. I'm looking
Can
at
Can I ask you
I'm
something, Corey? Can I ask you something? Do you really believe all this, or are you just trying to prove you're the biggest Eagles fan in the land?
This is the thing. Y'all hyped this up, and I'm not even going to compare. This team don't look like the team last year. I get all that. But y'all, last year going to the playoffs, a lot of similar vibes. You was telling me about all these teams, the Lions I'm supposed to be afraid of, the Green Bay Packers, 14-win Vikings. All this, you the same guy in that same seat. Y'all had the old seats. Y'all ain't had a nice king chair yet. Y'all had the same seats. You were telling me all these guys I'm going to be afraid of. And all I know is when it got to the postseason, everybody thought it. When it comes to the postseason, though, no quarterback got more wins in the NFC than my guy. Okay? That's all I know. So your guy Stafford, all these other Jordan Love, when it comes to winning in the postseason, none of those quarterbacks you got to see. Got more wins than my guy. And that's what I'm putting my faith in. You know what I'm saying? There's no fear. We back.
God,
he's excited.
Oh, my God. God, you make me so embarrassed to be an Eagles fan.
There's no fear when Jalen's here.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Corey. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. If Cowboys fans acted this way after a 31-0 victory over the Raiders, we would point and laugh at them. Like, it is a good win, but we all need to keep a little bit of perspective about who they played and who they have. You know, like, that's all. It's just it's a game against a bad team. It's a good game. It was a good game. It was a cautiously optimistic game, not a we're back game. That's the difference.
I agree, but it's more about how we looked and how we played and how they didn't overlook this team, and then you didn't go out there and get a sloppy win. Because you didn't show up, and the Raiders just weren't good enough, so
three
somebody
penalties.
Had to win the game. Yeah, so you had 3 penalties. You didn't turn the ball over. You got a turnover with Zach Bond with his interception. So like it's the formula for success with this football team. And I'm telling you, the sooner everybody gets on the same page as far as we have to do enough to win as an offense. I was arguing with Hugh yesterday about this. He wants to push this agenda of the offense needs to play to a certain standard and certain expectations, and this is what they need to look like, and or it's not good enough. That stuff you do early in the season when there's still a lot of road ahead of you and you have room to improve. We are who we are right now, and we're going to win with this defense and making timely plays offensively and taking care of the football. And the great thing about the NFC this year, other than the Rams, I think that's enough to beat any of these teams.
Oh, sure.
I think that's enough to beat any of these teams. And if your defense shows up in that NFC Championship game, then maybe you do enough offensively, whether it's here or whether it's in Los Angeles, you do enough offensively that you can win that game. I'm just saying the wins and the method of winning has to become comfortable for us, meaning we just got to get the W's.
Well, and when you say us, it's got to become comfortable for them.
That's who I'm talking about
right,
as well.
Right, right.
That's who I'm talking about as well.
Like, I think what you're saying is like, yeah, I think, you know, 14 points or 17 points is not going to beat the Rams.
Sure.
But we're not going to face the Rams until the NFC Championship game anyway. So let's win the games we can win, and when we get there, we'll
Dan, if you got to add stuff to your offense
we'll
and do
it
something
is.
Different, then that's what it is. But we got to get there.
Yeah, I get there.
Now, the guy who is not happy with the wins a win has been getting the ball for the last 4 weeks. And looked a little happier yesterday.
Oh, at the end, for sure.
At the end, for sure.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Well, it was close because we needed to get that in there. So we might have had a different post game.
Right.
So.
Might have.
Yeah.
So we got that touchdown in there at the end.
And when Spike told me to quit, begged me to quit, I didn't quit.
What?
We closed out a parlay yesterday on that A.J. Brown touchdown. Oh, Spike. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Congratulations.
That's why he brought it
it's
up.
Only been, what, 7 weeks since you won a bet?
Hey, only one deposit.
Yeah. 215. You keep saying that.
You keep saying that.
It's obviously a lie.
No.
It's a lie, Jack. There's no way you can't bet all year.
No, I did make
one deposit.
Hey, take it down.
Especially when I hear about every one of your wins.
Hey,
and I've only heard about two wins.
Hey, tone it down.
You're just lying.
This is like when I talk to Walker in the morning.
Yeah.
I made three deposits on Thanksgiving.
Three?
Oh, well, okay. That's something we didn't hear about.
$10 $10 a piece.
Yeah.
But you know what? FanDuel missed me, and they gave me some free money.
Yeah, there it is. And I'm sure that won't work out in their favor.
It never does.
Yeah.
It never does.
I'm sure that'll just end up in barrels of cash for you.
That's
you'll be Scrooge McDuck swimming in gold,
that's
right?
That's just customer service,
right?
Mike. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Did yesterday mean something, or is it just the Raiders? It was just the Raiders. This is what I ask you. Before you get ahead of yourself, I just ask you again. Ask yourself this question. If the Cowboys had done it, what would and they were their fans were excited about it, what would your reaction be? That is the question I ask.
It's been 3 weeks, Mike.
It has been 3 weeks. We can be happy about it. We can be happy about it.
We've been miserable for 3 weeks.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, we'll hear what Jalen had to say about the game right afterwards.
In a Yankees hat.
In a Yankees hat. Yeah, Jack will break that down. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm super excited to tell you that one of my favorite events of the year is happening this Thursday. Yes, I'm talking about Men's Night at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Now, it's a night you just can't miss. I'm talking food, drinks, huge savings on merchandise, and the Mark's team helps you pick out the perfect holiday gift with no stress and no guessing. Guys, get yourself a gift, too. Hey, yeah, you got to get something for the fellas. Guess who's going to be there? Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger will be on site signing and selling his updated version of the 2025 Eagles Encyclopedia. Again, that's Men's Night, December 18th, this Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m., only at Mark's Jewelers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.